Okay, today's daf is Ksubis, daf Membeis. The first full daf here in the fourth parak of Ksubis and parak Na'ara Shenis Patata. Today we'll talk about a fascinating topic. The Gemara says on Membeis Membeis, a line that appears numerous times in Shas, where the Gemara suggests a difficult answer. Maybe the Brisa, maybe the Mishnah is according to one opinion in the first line and a different opinion in the second line, or one type of case in the first line, one type of case in the second line, and the Gemara says, well, I could have given you that answer, but I'd rather give you a better answer. And the line is, Yachilna l'shnuye l'cha, I could have answered you, Reisha b'sh'amad b'din, v'seva b'shalo amad b'din, v'kula Rav Shimoni, I could have switched the case, even though the Braisa doesn't say it, b'feirish, v'shinuye d'chiki lo m'shanin l'cha. But I'm not going to give you such an answer because it's dachuk. It's a dachuk answer, and therefore I'm not going to mention it. D.M. Cain, Dharma, because then the Mishnah, it should have said, Reb Shimon Omer, Divrei Reb Shimon, I'll give you a different answer. But that lashon of, I could have given you a different answer. Yacholna l'shenu yalacha, I could have answered you, but that other answer wouldn't have been the truth, wouldn't have been the ultimate, the best answer, so we could have, that's what we're striving to give a different answer. So again, this reflects the idea of trying to get to the emes in Torah. Right, could one say a svara knowing it's not the best, right? Though it's dachuk, you know, that's the best that we could. That's the best that we could do. Sometimes we don't know the answer. We have to say, I know it's an ukimta. Sometimes the Gemara will give every daf a chas, gives it ukimta, even though that's not what the Gemara was talking about. That's not what the Mishnah says in the favors. But sometimes that's what we have to do to try to make hilukim, to try to make distinctions. That's the idea of trying to get to the emes, trying to get to the ultimate truth in Torah, which is obviously. A major goal, right? The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, in Parakei Mishnah Zayin, depending on your version of Pirkei Avos, but at least in one of them, is Parakei Mishnah Zayin, Shiva Dvarim Begolam, V'Shiva Bachacham. There are seven midos having to do with a golem. A golem is an unfinished kli, an unfinished kli. Rashi on Pirkei Avos says, from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Golmi Ra'u Einecha, Kli Eitz Shelo Nigmar Malachto. Somebody whose das, whose intellect is not totally developed, so he's called a golem. Godam she'ein bobina karile golem, al shem shlo nigra tsuraso kishar b'nei adam. Right, that's the Rashi. The Rambam also here says it. So the Mishnah says there are seven midos of a golem, and the opposite of a golem is a chacham. And the Mishnah lists off all the different attributes of a chacham. Chacham ein medaber b'fnei mishu gadol mimenu b'chacham v'minyan. A chacham doesn't speak in front of someone who is greater than them. V'eino nichas l'doch divrei chaveiro, and he does not interrupt his friend. Rav, these are all different than the ezel chacham halomein mikaladam. That's a different chacham. But here, these all within reflecting intellect. Ein nival l'hashif shol kinyanim u'meishav k'alacha. Omer Arisha Arisha v'alachron achron. He's very orderly in his thinking. That we've discussed in past. What he didn't hear, he says, I didn't hear, I never heard it. Umode ala emes. The last one that's mentioned here, mode ala emes. He admits to the truth. What does that mean, mode ala emes? He doesn't try to fake it and pretend that if he's not telling the truth, he's still going to try to defend his opinion. Rabbi Niona says, sometimes you have good arguers out there. They know they're wrong, but they're a great arguer, so they'll argue in order to win the argument, even though they know the other person's right. Right? He says, that's not a chacham. A chacham is someone who is, even though he knows that he could win the argument, he doesn't, because he knows the other person's right. Gam, says Rabbi Niona, Gam im yech ki yechkam, v'yeda lahashiv, meirov ta'anosav, v'seichel dvarav, even though he knows how to answer, v'yachol lister ta'inas chaveiro, ki lo nechkam kamohu, and he can undermine the ta'in of his friend, his friend is not as smart, lo yase kein im yeira elo shoha emes imo. He won't do that if he sees that the truth is with his friend, ach yode l'dvarav, v'lo yachush v'nani tzachon, and he won't, be choshes, though I have to win. The kavod who we love. Kihi mida tova umukubelas. That he just wants to get to the truth, that if the truth is with his friend, okay, I'll admit that it's wrong. V'hagolem lo yachshuv b'zeh. V'hadavar hu elav levizayon kishehu menutzach. A golem says, I'm going to lose the argument. That's the worst thing in the world. It's the worst thing, not to get to the emes. I'm not going to lose the argument. Right? I'm not going to admit to the truth, admit that I'm wrong. Right? That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? It's similar to the Magen Avos, the Tashbetz, in his commentary on Avos there also, Modal Emes, he discusses this so many times. In Shas, we have lines that reflect this, but the first one that he quotes is our Gemara right here, Ksubas Membeis, says the Tashbates, Pirsh Rabbeinu Moshe Zal. Rabbeinu Moshe, I'm not sure if this is the Rambam, I looked in the Rambam in this Mishnah, I didn't find it. Sha'afilu yesh biyado tainus, v'yachol lehis akesh lahamid varav. Even if he has tainus, yodala emes, kamo sha'amru b'gemara, barak sha'amnara shenis patata. Like it says in the Gemara, yachinu l'shnuyeh hachi, miyu shenuyeh dachika lo b'ina l'shnuyeh. Right, I'm not going to give you such an answer. Because that shows somebody's modala emes. He realizes that this is not the best answer, so I'm going to struggle and push myself to find a different answer. He says, you know who you learn this midah from? The greats. Lamadnu Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Hashalom. Kisha Silku Aaron of Amarlo. When Aaron HaKohen told him, in Parsha Shmini, Im Shamata, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, why didn't you eat from the Asir Rosh Chodesh? And he says, Im Shamata Bekachi Shah, Naka Bekachi Doros. Fine, maybe even if I'm an Onain, I could take part in the unique karbanos for the Miluim, but the karbanos that are forever, I'm supposed to eat? Miyad, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Vayishma Moshe Vayita Beinav. And Rashi quotes there, Hodev lo Bosh, he wasn't Bosh, he didn't, wasn't embarrassed to say, oh, that's right, I was wrong, I learned something from you. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kumoshe Nizkar Bezvachim, lo Bosh lomar lo Shamati, Yelo Shamati Veshachachti, Vechinam Rubavas Rabbi Nasan. Right, also Rav the Rinasa says that in Modala Emes, V'chein, not only you learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu, V'chein Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You learn that from Hashem himself. When Hashem, when something is suggested and Hashem says, that's right, Kein benos slavcha dovros, Kein mate b'nei Yosef dovrim, V'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hodev Yomar, Salachti kidvarecha. Even to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe asks for forgiveness for Klal Yisrael, Hashem is able to say, Kaviyachol, I forgive them like what you said. If the other person in our conversation has MS, so then we have to admit. V'cheinu Amar Moshe, imdu ve'eshma'a. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, let me hear by Pesach Sheni what Hashem is going to say. V'lo bo shlomar lo shamati. Uberek ha-shaleach. And many times we have in Shas that one opinion changed their mind. Chazru beis Hillel lohoros kebe shamai. We have that in Gittin, we have that in Yevamis. We have that in Idios and Kalim four times that Beisilah was Chozer al-Horiz Kedivrei Beisham. And he quotes many cases. Chozer Rabbi Akiva, Lioshona Kedivrei Benazai. Right, the Tashbeis has Shas on his fingertips. And he has examples. Rabbi Akiva was Chozer to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Avi Shaya Talmido. Even though Rabbi Yehuda was his Talmud. Many examples. Vahagolam ends up the Tashbeis who hefech zeh. Shu machzik bidvarav. Viafilu heim ta'us. He can't admit that he was wrong. He can't admit that he was beaten in an intellectual argument. So just keep fighting, even though he's not right. We mentioned often the comment of Rav Kook in the Ein Ayah in Brachas on Daf Chav Zayin, and we remember the beginning of the sugya of Arv Tfilat Avos Rishus and Chova. We have that interchange. Rabbi Gamliel makes Rabbi Yeshua stand up the whole time, and then they remove Rabbi Gamliel eventually. But at the beginning of that Gemara, the Gemara says, you know, before we have a vote, let's wait till the Bali Tracen come in, right? The people who fight the Malchata Shal Torah, but they're called in the Gemara the Bali Tracen, those shield bearers. So Rav Kook wonders in the Ein Ayah there, why does the Gemara, when it talks about the Talmidei Chachamim who are fighters, fighting the war of Torah, why are they called shield bearers and not sword bearers or knife bearers? Why dafka a shield? A shield is just for protection. And Rav Kook says that's the point. The point is that when Talmidei Chachamim are fighting, it's not about attacking the other person. It's about defending my own shita. If I could defend it, then and it's correct. I'm not just out there to show the other person is wrong. No, I'm out there to get to the MS. If what I'm saying is true, I'm going to defend it and defend it. But if I recognize that the other person is wrong, I'm not going to attack them. I'm going to admit that they're right. Right? It's all the same idea in Moda Alha Modala MS. Another great example of this, we've mentioned in many other contexts, another example of this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, a different aspect, though, than the Tashbeitz quoted from Modal Emes of Parsha Shmini, the last Rashi in the Torah. The last couple of psukim in the Torah. The Torah is going through all the amazing events that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in his life. Every phrase is another event. L'chal osos v'amosim, asher shlacho Hashem, lasos v'eretz Mitzrayim, and u'lachal hayara chazaka, u'lachal hamora hagadol. The yara chazaka, Rashi says, Shekibel es haTorah beluchos biyado. That's the Yad HaChazaka. Ulechol haMorah haGadol. What's the Morah haGadol? Nisim ugvuros. Shebemidbar haGadol vaHanora. The getting of the Torah, the Nisim and the everything in the Midbar, maybe the Mun, Le'ene kol Yisrael. The last phrase of the Torah, Le'ene kol Yisrael. Shenisao libo lishbar haluchos le'enehem. He decided to break the luchos. Shenemar v'ashabrem le'enehem. V'eskima das HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'daito. And Hashem agreed to him. Shenemar sheshibarta yasher kochacha sheshibarta. That's the last Rashi in Chumash. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest feat? He broke the luchos. Right? It leads up to it. He got the luchos. He performed all the miracles in the desert. And le'enei kol Yisrael, he broke the luchos. And the question is, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest feat? Why is that his great? Isn't that his failure? His failure that he wasn't successful in doing what his goal was to bring the Jews to a level, to then give him the Torah, and then have them learn from this Torah, from the Luchos Rishonos, and he breaks the Luchos. What's the godless of that? So, the Gemara says in four different places, I'll read it from Psachim on Daf Chavez, the story of Shimon HaAmsuni or Nechemiah HaAmsuni, depending on the Girsa, right? The Gemara says here, in the name of Shimon HaAmsuni Va'amri La Nechemiah HaAmsuni. It also appears in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Aleph, in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Zayin, and in Bechoros. It says the Gemara, Hayadorish Kol Es Shabbat Torah. He used to darshan every S in the Torah. Every time I said the word S, he used to darshan it, that it teaches us something, right? We might have thought the word S doesn't mean anything. It's just a word that connects the words afterwards. We're not supposed to learn any special halacha. So he used to darshan every S in the Torah. Kibin Shehigia Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Once he came to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira in Dvarim Perek Yud, Piresh, he stopped darshaning. Because after all, what can you add on to Hashem? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, what could you add on? So Amar Lo Talmidav, his Talmidav said that, Rebbe, Kol Esav Shedarash Shabbat Ha'Aleh, what do you mean? You're stopping. He darshaned 99% of it. He darshaned 1,000 esed in the Torah. And all of a sudden he gets to 1 in Dvarim Perek Yud. He says, I'm done. Pirish. I'm done. He just stopped darshaning. So the Talmidim say, Rebbe, you could just skip that one. You could gloss over it. Amar Lemi says to them, Kishem shekibalti schar al adrisha, kach ani makabal schar al aprisha. Just like I got schar for darshaning the Torah, just like it was worthwhile to darshan the Torah when I thought that it was correct to darshan every yes of the Torah, I'll get schar for the prisha, meaning I see now that if I can't include anything with this S, it must be that all Essen are not to darshan, and therefore I'm stopping. And he was ready to throw away his doctoral thesis because he realized he thought he was wrong, and therefore he stopped darshaning. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, I could darshan something from that S Hashem Elokecha Tira, to include Talmidei Chachamim, I could darshan that. And that's how the Gemara ends. The question is, what was it? Rabbi Akiva was able to figure this one out. Nechemiah HaAmsuni, darshan, who's, by the way, he's buried. I was at his kever. He's buried up north. Off of a parking lot, there's a sign from the street. I once went there. He's buried right next to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Bala Brisis, as it's called by the Kever, but it's Rabbi Shmuel, as we know. So Rabbi Shmuel and Nechemiah HaAmsuni are buried like right there. So Nechemiah HaAmsuni, what was it that he could figure out every S in the Torah, but not this one? What was so hard about this one? Rabbi Akiva was able to do it. So how was Rabbi Akiva able to get the answer to this S that Shimon HaAmsuni couldn't? So I think Rav Gifter, others say, maybe because Rabbi Akiva saw Nechemiah HaAmsuni, right? He saw someone who was ready to throw away his life's work, to be moda al ha'emes, to be able to say, you know what, this is what I've been doing, but it must be that I'm not right, because there's one that doesn't fit in, there can't be an exception to the rule in the Holy Torah, and therefore it must be that I'm wrong. Rabbi Akiva sees that and says, wow, someone's able to do that. Someone whose his goal is moda al ha'emes, L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim, he includes in Hashem Elokecha Tira to include Talmidei Chachamim. What an amazing, amazing feat. So where did Nechemiah HaAmsuni get this midah from? Where did he yarshin it from? Maybe from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, or not at the end of his life, before, earlier, by Shviras Haluchos, right? This was his goal, this was his dream, to bring the Jews out, Tavdunis Elokim al Harazeh, to serve Hashem on this mountain, to give him the Luchos. And now he comes down and he sees them dancing around the Chet HaEgel. He knew deep down that the Jews were not ra'ui. They're not matim to get the to get these luchos. So what was he going to do? Was he going to try to finagle? Was he going to try to say, okay, I'll put it away, I'll get them back up, I'll get them? But he knew that it wasn't appropriate. He didn't know there was going to be a second luchos, but he knew this wasn't appropriate, so he already said he broke the luchos. That's what MS demanded. That's the shibud to MS, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and that's what Shimon HaMsuni taught us as well. Chassam Sofer, in Chulin on Daf Zayin, has an important discussion of chilukim and chakiros, and the new way of learning, as he calls it, in his day, in the 1800s, and he says, MS must be primary. He says, what I've been forced to talk about. He says, the Shla Kadosh, the Chol Gedol Yisrael, Sav Chuki Kruchye, they all screamed, Ala Chilukim Hanohagim Beba'ale HaYeshiva. The Chilukim, distinctions that are made in learning today. Va'omrim Sheim Avali Olam. And the Shla and others were not into them. The Chilukim and the distinctions that are always made in the by Mefarshim. Fine Dovers then is Pashe Betfutzos Yisrael, Ma'od Ma'od. But this is very common. Very common in learning, and I would say 150 years, 200 years after the Chasam Sofer is even more common with the Chilukim and the Brisker Derech. V'chol Roav Umevinov Yakiru Ki Lachora Shav Hevelu. But are these all true? V'chalida Lado Lachshov Kinal Tzadikim V'Tovim. Says the Chasam Sofer, if there are Chilukim, if a major part of learning is making distinctions on Chilukim, so then that's something that we have to look into. And Chalila, to think that there's anything wrong. It's hard to think that they are all of our ancestors in learning gave us learning that is shav. They weren't analyzed by the dar. So he says, how am I going to explain? He says, the idea of Megi Chilukim to get to the MS is already in the Gemara. Right, every time there's an ukimta, this is this shita, this is that shita. This is talking about Shabbos, and this is talking about Mamonis. Right, Mamona miknasa, Mamona miyisura, lo yafina, as we've had in the daf recently. Right, Omer ani hachilukim darka makodesh umi ma'ayana kodesh yatsu elish and iskalkel baruch hazman. Sometimes people take it too far. Says the Chacham Sofer, I agree with that. Sometimes the chilukim are just porech ba'avir, and it's too far. V'terem kol nafkar al shem zeh chiluk mashmo matomar. Avod ho yodea de'ikir shimush ha-talmidim etzel rabam hu ladamos milsa lamilsa. Right, what's the whole point? A major part of learning is to compare things. To compare things. Milsa lamilsa. Right, he quotes from the Rosh and the Beis Yosef and Yerodesim and Reish Men Beis. Ein kol ma'isa ba'alba gemara ela shemadama milsa lamilsa. V'iklamecha shemadama madal odami. And sometimes it's not comparable. So if you have a din in one place, you have to see if it's going to apply in another place. You figure out if you see something here, does it apply in a different area of halacha? Because after all, kol haTorah kula inyan echad, to quote the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, so you have to see if it really applies. Shadimyon ola yafo in ola yafe. Vayos asvaras amukos. Vidakos kechuta saira lachalik beizel azeh. Since every area of halacha also has its own rules, so the Talmidim might think something applies, and the Rebbe will say, no, you can't apply it there. And the Rebbe will explain to Talmidim the crack and the slight separation between different contexts. Looked at first glance to be an answer. The Talmidim will realize that you can't apply everything in the same b'chadamachta. But yes, sometimes people take it too far. They like saying svaris. They like saying chilukim. They like saying chefsa gavra, maisa, totsa. Without like focusing on really does it fit. Really does it fit? It has to fit. So that they appear sharp. Something's l'shitaso, even though it doesn't exactly fit in. So therefore, we have to be true. We have to be true in our chiluk making, says the Chasam Sofer. Towards the end, he says, Achma Otsarach Lizoyer. He talks about first we have to be choresh, and then we have to be osef. Chazal give a lashon. We have to plow, and then we have to gather. Achzarach Lizoyer, you also have to like separate and do borer, and and the Merakeh properly. Tzarfli Zor Shabena Harisha Vasifa Yivrar the Yizra Zore Barachas Umizara Avalotach Rosh Bishor Vachamor Yachtav. Don't put two parts of Torah together. That would be Kelayim, strong Lashon. Losach Rosh Bishor Vachamor Yachtav. There can be, as we're talking about MS, there can be obviously multiple truths, a topic that we discussed in the past, and that's the sugi of Eilu Ve'eilu, Debre Lekim Chayim, Vakdamar Rav Moshe Feinstein, Emes Lahora, and Emes Lamita, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bereishis, Emes Shamaimis, and Emes Artsis, right? Many discussion of that, but that's not for now. But today we had a little discussion of Modeh al HaEmes. We'll stop here.